I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette Chamber of Commerce has received a state grant to fund efforts to attract and retain talent in the creative industries in Marquette. Earlier today, I had a chance to find out more from Chamber Executive Director Jason Schneider.
The Marquette Chamber of Commerce just received a $220,000 grant from the MEDC, more specifically the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office.
And it has a purpose that really ties into Marquette.
The grant really went to five different communities around the state. And the whole idea is the state of Michigan wants to become the next state for creativity. And that means, you know, people are used to flocking to San Francisco or LA or Portland or Austin or Seattle for those creative industries. You know, they end up kind of becoming these breeding grounds that build so quickly. And so Marquette, you know, through some of the programming the Chamber's going to be taking on over the next few years, is just to help grow that creative industry. And so that really covers everything from, you know, an independent potter who's selling their pottery online all over the world to something like NeuroTrainer, which is, you know, virtual reality brain training. It's really anything in the creative industries.
And that's something that I wanted to ask you about a little bit more, is that we're hearing this term creative economy, creative industries. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, what it means is economic development. For the longest time, we've always talked about arts and culture. And, you know, kind of in that encompasses creativity. But we forget about broadcasters. We forget about graphic designers, sign makers, people who sit in the office and code all day, or, you know, edit videos. Those people work in creative industries. It's a different kind of brain. And a lot of that stuff is starting to go towards independent contracting as well. And so those are the people who really drive the future of the national economy. And so what can we do locally to support them more?
That means that there's a lot of people out there, and this grant now, this program is to say, consider coming to Marquette, or if you do it in Marquette, let's keep you here, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of parsing it off into a few different programs. One of the biggest is going to be the new chamber office, which is a kind of a support center for people who are self-employed, independent contractors, people who work in the creative industries in general. But the idea is to support those who are here doing it now. The amount of people who live in Marquette, I generally have called them sleepers. The amount of people who live in Marquette who, you know, are making really good money working for an international company somewhere.
Right.
That's kind of a good chunk of our economy. And so what do we do to support them? And what do we do to bring more in who want to live here with the quality of life that we have?
With independent, or I should say with the creative economy and the creative industries, a lot of these are independent contractors that, like you're saying, aren't tied to perhaps a large brick and mortar business right here in Marquette or in the immediate area, but they are sort of doing independent work with multiple clients, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's people here who, you know, work for national healthcare companies on their own. There's people who work for IBM and Microsoft. You know, these types of people generally work in the creative fields. Mm-hmm. Another trend that we're seeing nationally is more and more jobs are going to independent contracting. So why would you have somebody in-house as an accountant, as an HR professional, as a graphic designer at 40 hours a week plus benefits when you really only need them for about 15 hours? It's going more and more towards gig work. And so how do we support people who are working in those types of fields?
Why Marquette? What did they see in Marquette that they wanted to give the money to help out here?
A big part of it was the city made reference in their 2014 master plan, arts and culture master plan, that the arts and culture needed to be tied deeply into the future of our economy. So the state saw that and said, well, you know, wow, actually Marquette's, you know, really doing something. Mm-hmm. We're one of the only cities that actually has a municipal arts and culture office within the city. Usually it's a nonprofit. And so we've actually been working really, really closely with the arts and culture office of Marquette to really kind of make this happen, because this grant right now is causing a big discussion within the state on the difference between creative economy and the arts and culture community. Mm-hmm. You know, we're used to Art on the Rocks and Hiawatha and things like that as kind of the arts and culture. And that is a piece of it, but this really is an economic development grant. How do we build jobs around these things?
So it's over a couple of years that this money is being allocated. What are some of the things in the works that you can tell us about that we may see here in the near future?
Sure. And, you know, the pieces of these are just being put together. One of them is they're helping out with a new office space. We're currently in design. We're working on a design for 5,200 square feet of a co-working space. Mm-hmm. This means that you can come in and rent a desk, a private office, a conference room, a place to come in and sit down and work. You can rent it by the day, by the week, by the month, as necessary. You could rent multiple spots, kind of a business hub and center and a brainstorming center. That's one idea. Another one that we're working on is a creative residency. You know, I'm sure most of your listeners have heard of like an artist residency, but this is for creatives. This could be an architect. This could be somebody who's a computer coder. This could be a painter who will give, you know, 2 to 3 months free living and a place to work in Marquette, so long as they publicize whatever social media channels they use, mm-hmm. what it's like to live and work in Marquette. So if they're an architect from Rio de Janeiro, their network in Rio gets to see what it's like to live in Marquette and work in Marquette. But it also folds over into, it allows Marquette to see itself from an outside perspective when they see this person's postings and writings and discoveries about the town.
Well, I know this is being coordinated right now through the state agency and the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. And if people have questions, how can they find out more?
Yeah, if you're interested on a local level, you know, contact the Marquette Chamber of Commerce at marquettechamber.org. If you're interested in it on a state level, look up the Film and Digital Media Office and the Creative Chamber Program.
That's the comments of Marquette Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jason Schneider. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.